passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Annie Worsley from Edgehill University has been awarded the Royal Geographical Society's Gilchrist Fieldwork Award in order to investigate the role of the tropics in driving global climate change. But why the tropics? What makes them so important when it comes to our climate?
Well, this part of the world, New Guinea, where we're hoping to go, sits across the equator. And this part of the tropical globe, we think anyway, is probably one of the main drivers for global climate circulation. And at the same time, it actually drives ocean circulations. So the latest research coming from universities around the world back this up. But what we need to do is to get evidence of what has happened in the past. And New Guinea is ideally placed to do this. We've got several sites in the highlands of Papua New Guinea, which is the eastern half of the island. And these sites range in height from 3,000 metres above sea level to about 4,200 metres above sea level. And what we'll be doing is collecting sediments, glacial deposits, but also lake sediments, and having a look at what's happened to the environment in the past. And that's going to give us a real idea of how this area drives global climate change. Because for me, it's one thing to say, yes, this area is a major driver, but we've got to have the evidence from the past to verify those statements.
And what do you think that evidence is likely to show us then?
Well, with a bit of luck, and there's no guarantee on this because it's a tough place to go, the lake sediments are going to show us how the vegetation communities have changed over the last 6,000 to 7,000 years. Now, what that means is it'll tell us about how the rainforest tree line has changed. Because in periods when it is warmer and wetter and more intensely tropical, the tree line will be much higher. It's going to be much higher up the mountains. And in periods when there have been much cooler, drier episodes, then we're going to see the tree line retreating. And we'll be able to pick that up in the pollen record. Initial work that I did in 1979 in the early 1980s essentially showed this in quite coarse detail. But what we're hoping to do now is to go back and repeat the sampling, but test those samples at much higher resolution. In other words, we'll have a much closer tie on dating.
Now, I can understand how looking at that would give you an indication of what happened in the past, but why does it actually tell us anything about how the tropics might be driving our current climate?
The reason for that is because if we get an understanding of what's happened in the past and we can compare that to current situations, then we're going to be able to understand more closely how these drivers work. And another reason why New Guinea is so particularly good is that Western communities only began to get an idea of what was going on in New Guinea post-Second World War. Prior to that time, the communities that lived in the highlands had very little impact on the tropical rainforests. So rainforest signals that we get that predate 1950 are telling us more accurately what climate has done in that region rather than what people have done. Because everywhere else we go, or more or less everywhere else that we go to look at climate change signals over time, the signals are complicated by what people have done. But here in New Guinea, we're almost certain that the pre-1950 signal is a natural signal.
And once you've completed this research, what do you think the implications are likely to be, or how might it change what we do next?
Well, hopefully it will give us a deeper understanding of what the major drivers are in terms of global climate change. There's no guarantee here with this, because I've said before, New Guinea is a very tough environment and there's a lot of work to be done. But by giving us a deeper insight into tropical climate and environmental change, then we can be much more comfortable with our interpretations of what's happening now and what's likely to happen in the future.
And from a personal point of view, having been there over 30 years ago, what sort of changes are you expecting to see?
Just looking at images now on Google Earth reduced me to tears in some respects because of the amazing amount of forest clearance that has gone on since I was there. 30 years ago, in one of the key sites in the Central Highlands, the rainforest was more or less intact. The people used stone tools and implements. They were very much in tune with their natural environment. And now with the advent, and particularly the acceleration of new technologies into the highlands, forest clearance has accelerated. Cash crops are now grown, coffee, and of course the great mining corporations and timber industry. has got a stranglehold there in the highlands, and environments have changed quite dramatically. So it's going to be a really emotional and intense visit for me to revisit those sites that I spent all that time there all those years ago.
That's Annie Worsley from Edgehill University.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionforfreshideas.com.
Passionforfreshideas.com.
Or click through from passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.